Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And as they start year 12 of their weekly chats, 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson share kind words from a colleague. Nancy tells why she needs her no-need bread. And for the first time ever, Stein reveals what he listens to in the kitchen.
Happy New Year, Nats.
Happy New Year to you, Stein.
And I think it will be a Happy New Year because we got a really nice compliment.
And what's better than a compliment? What was it, Stein?
In answer to your first question, money, the sincerest form of flattery. Second, it was our South Sound reporter, Will James. He said, you know, Stein, that show you do with Nancy, it's almost got me interested in learning how to cook.
Almost has him interested? So was that a backhanded compliment?
But it was a spoke compliment that a guy who really has no interest in cooking would find the show entertaining and interesting enough that it would almost get him interested in cooking. I said, well, why don't you? And he said, well, the thing of it is, when I'm hungry, I want to eat. I don't want to wait.
Given that it's the new year, I think it's our job to get more people interested in cooking.
Yeah, maybe your job. I don't care if people cook or not, as long as we still get to talk about it on the radio.
My hope for the new year is that more people who are listening to us recognize that certain things are just not that difficult. It's just a little bit of technique, like no-need bread. When I bring a loaf of that to someone's house, they're like, wow, you made this? It's not that hard.
Even the name of it, no-need bread, tells you that's one thing you don't, need to do.
Well, I actually need my no-need bread.
Why would you do a thing like that, Nancy?
Not too much. I like it to have a little tighter crumb than it would if it got no-kneading.
Well, Nancy, I need to not need no-knead bread.
Can you say that three times fast?
I could, but that would be showing off. And of course, showing off is part of cooking, whether we like to admit it in public, as I just did, or not. Cooking is fun for me. And, you know, and De Groot, even after all these years, she still says pretty often, look, you don't have to cook tonight. Why don't you just take it easy? And I say, I've been thinking about what I wanted to make for supper since 10 o'clock this morning.
You and I are so much alike that way. I know you like to cook for De Groot, but do your friends do the same thing that mine do when they're in your kitchen watching you work?
The truth is that we very rarely entertain and I very rarely cook for other people. If somebody happens to be visiting and I'm cooking, I'll say stay for supper. But we hardly ever have anything like a dinner party or anything like that. And in fact, when I am cooking, I really don't want help in the kitchen. It just gets in the way.
I definitely love to be in the kitchen by myself. I really don't like a lot of company helping me, or any, really. As my family well knows, my husband always says it's the only place our family is dysfunctional. We all love to cook, but we don't like to cook together. Do you listen to music when you're cooking?
I don't listen to music when I'm cooking. I don't listen to anything. Just the hiss of the steam and the clank of the pans is quite enough for little old RJ.
Richard J., when you are listening to music, are you listening to jazz? Because obviously that's your job. What are you listening to?
Well, I like all kinds of music. Yeah, sure, I might be listening to jazz. Could be classical, could be opera. I like roots country. I like cowboy music. You turned me on to that. Western swing, early 20th century music hall stuff, novelty stuff, rock, blues. I like all kinds of stuff.
No Gilbert and Sullivan?
No, never.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever. Excuse me, I just couldn't resist. And I love Gilbert and Sullivan. So what about you, Nas? Do you listen to music when you're cooking? What do you listen to?
Well, if I'm cooking during the day, which is always my preference to cooking at night, it's you I listen to. But I listen to James Taylor, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and of course, John Pizzarelli.
Well, I guess I'll just have to play more John Pizzarelli. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Taking requests?
No. Leeson.
He's Dick.
I am the very model of the rich for more cholesterol.
Stein.